The Ricky Gervais Show on Guardian Unlimited.
Happy New Year. Welcome to the world's number one podcast. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant.
Hello there.
And Carl Pilkington.
Alright.
We have had an overwhelming response from emails. To be honest, we're very grateful and thank you so much, but we've had over 4,000, which is just too many to get through. So we're going to have to apologise for not getting back to you. We are going to try and read them all, but we just can't reply. We do this ourselves. We're three little fellas. We haven't got an entourage and millions of people working for us. It's just us in a little room. But thank you so much. One in particular, remember a couple of weeks ago we asked if there's any house DJs out there, maybe they could do a dance megamix with the words, "I could eat a knob at night." Carl just said that in conversation, talking about someone in a reality game show, "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here," who ate a kangaroo penis, and he just came out with the phrase, "I could eat a knob at night." Someone has risen to the challenge. We had about 70 different songs. We're going to play our favourite at the end of the show and maybe put some of the others on the website, rickygervais.com, so you can go there and hear great dance tracks. They're all called "I Could Eat a Knob at Night."
Oh, no one's switching off now. Everyone's guaranteed they're going to stay right to the end there so they can hear I want a bit of knob at night. Was it? I could eat a knob at night.
I could eat a knob at night.
It's funny, it was only a while ago you were talking about getting quoted, like Winston Churchill got quoted and Ben Franklin got quoted, and now you may go down in history, "I could eat a knob at night," Carl Pilkington.
Carl, "I could eat a knob at night," Pilkington.
Talking of all things knobular, I got a text from Carl yesterday, Steve.
A text from Carl, yeah.
Yeah. I'll just read it to you. "Okay, see you to Moz for a face rub at 6:30 then. No bum tubes, though." So I was intrigued, and I called Carl and said, "I think you've just sent me a text by mistake. What's the explanation of that? See you tomorrow for a face rub. Yeah. No bum tubes, though."
Just because me mate, right, Russell...
Why did he choose you?
He just said, you know, there's things that go on in life that you need to experience.
Yeah.
He said, just pop along. And I didn't say yes straight away.
What's a face rub? You mean a facial? Like a facial?
Just like a posh face wash.
Like a facial? Where you lay down...
You just clean your face with a flannel and that.
So you're going to have a facial... scrub, you're going to go lie down with another man and have your face...
Well, no, this is what I was saying to him. There's a couple of questions. I didn't just say yes straight away. I questioned it. I said, "Well, I'm not that happy with this." So I said, "Look, there's nothing weird going on here, is there?" I said, "It's not a house, is it? It's a proper clinic and that." He said, "Yeah, it's proper. You wear a dressing gown and that." I said, "Well, I'm not that..."
So he's already got you in the dressing gown?
Yeah, well, I haven't agreed to that. Today I've worn a little round polar neck sort of jumper so I don't have to take it off. It's not going to get in the way of my face. I made sure I didn't wear a shirt with a collar. I'm not taking this off. They can put the dressing gown on top of this.
Right.
If you have to do it to look smart or whatever. I'm not taking the clothes off. Okay. I don't know if it's a woman who rubs me head. I don't know if it's a bloke or whatever.
Well, the thing is, you get extra, don't you, for your face rub, because your face goes all the way back over your top of your head down to the back of your neck.
But all I was...
So you've got a big face, haven't you?
All I was saying to him is, I'll have the face rub, but I don't know if once you're in there, they try and sell you the old...
The
bum tube thing.
What's a bum tube? Is that a euphemism? What are you talking about?
The thing where they pop a tube in and put coffee in your belly and it cleans you out and that.
An enema?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
A colonic irrigation?
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you have that?
I don't want it. I don't think
why
you
not?
Need to... Just because I think I've said to you before about, you know, you don't need to be that clean inside. Do you know what I mean? I don't mind washing my face. But what occasion do you need where you're that cleaned out? Do you know what I mean? And it's always a clear tube and that, and you see all the stuff whizzing past. I don't understand why it's clear. I don't know why you've got to see what's coming out of you. Like it's, you know, like the Generation Game, making notes of what's whizzing past. Forget it.
The Ricky Gervais Show on Guardian Unlimited.
Over the Christmas break, I was watching some different TV. Saw an amazing documentary. It was called Tribes. This guy, and he goes and lives with different tribes around the world. These small little indigenous people. Mm-hmm. And there was one. He went to Papua New Guinea in Indonesia, right, Carl? He lived with the Kombai tribe. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this Papua New Guinea is an extraordinary place because it is one of the only places left on Earth that hasn't been fully explored. There are parts of it that it's just blank on the map because they've never explored there. They don't know what's there. They don't know what's going on. So, firstly, that must already freak you out. Imagine that. 21st century, they have no idea what's going on down there.
But do they need to know if there's nothing going on?
Well, they don't know what's going on. There could be stuff going on.
No, but there's no chance that they'll go, we haven't been over there, and someone goes and there's like an Arndale Centre. Nothing's going to be there, is it? So there's no...
Well, I'll tell you what is there, okay? There's these various small tribes, okay? This guy goes, he's amazing, right? Now, the thing about these is that up until the 60s, and even more recently, some of these tribes are still cannibals. They're still cannibalistic, okay? Eating people from other tribes.
This is going on now?
Going on now. It's generally stopped, but it still does occasionally occur, all right? So this guy goes to live with them, right? They walk around, you know, obviously naked, except for a little leaf just above their genitals. It's not covering the genitals, it's just above the genitals.
Do they know they could move on? Have they got a telly? Or have they seen a telly and gone, I'm not up for that? Or are they just... Are they saying...
It's not the Amish.
They haven't chosen
But what
this.
Is the difference between the Amish and these people?
Well, the Amish are a group of people that choose to live in that way. These people are just essentially untouched by civilization. I mean, they do have interaction with civilization, and people do come there, but they still live in this very, very almost prehistoric way. They go around, they have homemade weapons, they kill pigs and hogs in the undergrowth. They live in kind of tree houses.
They did buy a telly, but there was nothing on because there isn't any broadcasters.
They couldn't plug it in.
Yeah.
It'd be an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
But there was one guy, okay, now he said that his brother was dying. This was a couple of years ago, right? His brother was dying. He said to his dying brother, what happened? Why are you dying? This guy said, it was a bloke in another village. Okay, he goes over to the other village. He kills this other bloke, right? He eats him, or eats bits of him. The other village gets a bit annoyed. They go, what's going on? Why did you kill this bloke? He went, sorry about that, right? They said, well, you need to make it up to us. He gave him a pig. They said, a pig's not enough. They gave him 5 pigs.
Hang on, who are they giving these pigs to? The tribe?
To the tribe of the bloke who he killed and ate. So 5 pigs apparently made up for the fact that they'd killed all of them. They said, well, hang on, what are you going to do with
but
this bloke's wife?
Why were they bartering? Why didn't they just get the police in and say, what's going on?
What police?
Yeah, why didn't they call Morse? I mean, why didn't they call in Kojak? Because he'd have sorted out, wouldn't he? Or who else could they have called in? Columbo would have sorted it, wouldn't
he? I don't understand. What, are you saying there's 2 tribes?
There's a number of different tribes, aren't there? I've just explained that to you. There's a number of small individual tribes in this dense Papua New Guinea forest.
With a load of pigs.
But the wife of the guy that he killed, Nate, they said, we don't need her now, we don't want her. So she had to come and live with the murderer of her husband. So she's living there now. You know, happy as Larry.
But could, I mean, what I mean is, right, they're miles away from anything, but it doesn't sound like the great place to live, right? Could they not move? Could one of them go, do you know what, I'm sick of this. I'm moving or whatever and go to a proper city. How far away is this, these Papa people, to the next... To the next.
They're like the Smurfs. They're very like the Smurfs.
But how many miles away from a place with a normal life going on?
But think about this, Carl. Firstly, they don't speak the language. So they don't have any practical skills. They've got no experience of civilization. So even if they chose to go and live in one of these cities, what can they do? How can they function? They spend, you know, 15 years just trying to figure out what, you know, how everything works.
Mind you, I have had the same thought about Inuits.
Right.
If you live in a house made of ice and eat fish all day and then just stay in for 6 months, move. I really do. I mean, I don't understand why they're living there.
I think there's some bacteria that has better life than that.
That's got to be offensive.
Why?
Okay, Albert, this is one of the weirdest things. This is one of the weirdest things, right?
Entire race of people. I'm not having a go, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't fancy it, is what I mean.
But they don't know of another world. How can they imagine that they could... Oh, I'll tell you what, this is boring, I'm tired of hunting for food and eating fish from the river. I'll tell you what, I'd like a world where there's iPods and room service. I'm going to go and move to New York. They're not thinking like that, are they, Carl? Because they don't know about this other world.
Which is why, in a way... Carl can't offend them because they are not listening to this podcast.
Very unlikely. Very unlikely.
You're not going to get any nasty letters from Eskimos or Inuits, as they want to be called now.
Does an Eskimo ever...
Inuit.
Do they ever Inuit. Meet, like, an English person on holiday? And an English person...